I grew up with things like, you know, Fantasia and the very famous sort of one with Mickey Mouse when the mop and the broom come to life. So it was very clear in terms of sort of conceiving of this film that those big traditions in animation, that sort of that thing that we all love, that thing that animation can do, it can bring to life the inanimate objects. It's something that we all sort of love. I think as children, perhaps, we sort of imagine that our toys come to life, don't we?
Where am I? What am I doing here?
He's awake.
Stay back, Belsa. He might be cracked.
We sort of hope that the objects in our homes have a secret life when we're not looking. And as soon as you sort of bring that into a project like this, we sort of knew instinctively that if you wanted people to sit down and learn a bit of history and do a sort of and get some kind of local history, that the way to deliver that engagingly would be to use all that lovely tradition of animation where the lights go out, it's midnight in the museum, and suddenly the artifacts come to life. It was a no-brainer, really.
What's going on? Who are you? Who am I?
You're an antiquity. Oops, thank you.
It means you're really old. And really fragile.
And it was very sort of satisfying for us to see that has connected and resonated with visitors to the museum.